Married at First Sight. Chapter 3239. Serenity said, "Since we are going to the bookstore, let's not eat these things first and eat them with Jasmine. Her preferences are the same as mine. Now she can eat better than me. She is already pregnant, and the baby in her belly is exactly what she needs. When it comes to nutrition, she needs to eat several meals a day." Abby said, "Is she fat?" "I have seen female employees in my company. After pregnancy, their weight quickly soared, and they gained weight one after another. They say that after pregnancy, if you have pregnancy reactions in the early stages, you have to eat too much or you can't eat. After you have no pregnancy reactions, you can eat very much, you can't control your mouth, and you become fat. They say that many women will have large babies." Serenity quickly asked her, "Do you think I'm fat?" She could eat it, too. Abby said, "It's not obvious that you're pregnant. You just look a little rounder, not too fat." Serenity breathed a sigh of relief and said, "Fortunately, I still go to work and am busy outside every day. If I stayed at home to raise the baby, I would definitely be like a pig and become chubby." She insisted on going to work after her pregnancy. Not only was she busy with business, but she was also afraid that if she ate and slept at home every day, she would be turned into a pig. She was in good health and had a good foundation in martial arts, a little better than ordinary women. Her plan was to rest at home until she was 8 months pregnant and wait for the birth. After giving birth, she must also seize the time to exercise, lose weight, and return to her pre-pregnancy weight. Although Zachary said that no matter what she became, he would always love her. Serenity, however, did not want to indulge herself. She must know how to cherish herself and take care of herself. When a man says something, it's okay to listen to it sometimes, but don't take it seriously. Didn't Hank say that to her sister back then? Wasn't she also very kind to her sister? What happened next? After Liberty got out of shape, Hank began to dislike her and started looking for a mistress outside. Serenity said, "Pregnancy is not an illness. As long as you don't do heavy work, it's not a big problem. Many female employees in my company will continue to work until they are about 8 months pregnant before taking leave. I have seen a workaholic employee who gave birth to a son. At that time, she persisted in taking a break until she was more than 9 months pregnant, and she gave birth to her son within 1 week of leave. After her son turned 3 months old, she quickly returned to the company to work. I even told her that she could take maternity leave until the child was 6 months old before returning to work, but she refused. It's not that she doesn't want to take a leave, it's that she has life pressure and is afraid that her original position will be taken by someone else if she takes too long a maternity leave. The workplace is very competitive. It takes a lot of hard work to reach a certain position. No one is willing to give up the position for which she has worked so hard for so long to others." Abby choked and said, "That's right. They were all in a superior position and did not understand the anxiety and pressure of the employees below them at work." As soon as they left, the two of them walked out of Serenity's office carrying the fruits and snacks bought by Abby. Serenity's chauffeur was chatting with the security guard on duty in the security room. When he saw Serenity coming out, He immediately walked out of the security room and faced Serenity and the others. With a smile on his face, he asked Serenity, "The eldest young lady is going out." Serenity, "Well, let's go to the bookstore." The driver opened the door for Serenity and waited until the two people got in the car before he returned to the driver's seat. The security guard on duty quickly opened the company's door. Soon, the driver drove Serenity and the others out of the car. After the car drove out of the company, it was quickly followed by a black car. These were the two bodyguards arranged by Zachary to protect Serenity. Chapter 3240. Serenity worked in the company, and they wandered around the company, always keeping an eye on her. As soon as Serenity left the company, they could immediately discover and protect her. On the way, Serenity sent a message to Jasmine. When the two of them arrived at the bookstore, Jasmine came out and watched Serenity get out of the car with a smile. As soon as Serenity got out of the car, Jasmine stepped forward and took her arm affectionately, saying, "I thought you didn't want to come here just to take a look today, you're a busy man." "Serenity, I'm not a busy person, Alisa is," Jasmine said a little apologetically. "Three people should have divided the work and cooperated, but now many things have been given to Alisa alone." Abby got off the car carrying fruit snacks. Jasmine happened to ask Serenity, "Didn't you say you would bring a beautiful woman over to let me get to know her?" "No, get off the car." Jasmine looked at Abby. Abby walked up to her and introduced herself gracefully, "Sister Jasmine, I am Abby Du. I come from Haishi. I have taken the liberty to come to disturb you." Jasmine let go of her friend, shook hands with Abby first, then took the bag from her hand and said with a smile, "Hello, Abby, Serenity told me about you, come to see me. I'm so happy that you spent so much money to buy so many things." Abby said honestly, "To be honest with you, I bought these things from shopping at noon and wanted to eat them with Sister Saren. I said I would come and see you, and Sister Saren asked me to bring these things over. The three of us eat together, it's fun when there are many people." She immediately changed her name to Sister Jasmine, instantly closing the distance with Jasmine. Jasmine laughed. "If you have good things, you have to share them with everyone. It's hard to gain weight by eating alone." After exchanging glances with Serenity, she felt that Abby was honest. At the same time, she also envied Serenity. Every time she added a sister-in-law, she added another friend. Each of Serenity's sisters-in-law was a girl with excellent character. Josh's brothers hadn't married yet, and Jasmine didn't know if her future sisters-in-law would be easy to get along with. All she knew was that Julian's other half was a happy person. Josh told her that in the future, if her sisters-in-law are easy to get along with, she should interact more with them. If her sisters-in-law are not easy to get along with, she should be told to have less contact with them and interact less with them. She only needs to have good relations with Kira. The future head wife of the Bucheim family would be Kira. The two people greeted Abby and invited her to enter the store. After Abby entered the store, she took a look at the environment. The bookstore was not large in square footage, but it was neatly organized and cleaned. Information books and extracurricular readings for each grade were separated. There were large labels on the bookshelves to make it easier for students to find the books they wanted. There was a lucky cat on the cashier counter, and a vase was placed against the wall. There were three lucky bamboos in the vase. The lucky bamboo leaves were green and growing vigorously. There was also a novel on the table, which should be the book Jasmine was reading. The book was opened with the writing upside down. She heard that Jasmine liked reading novels very much, so she and Serenity opened this bookstore in partnership so that they could make some money and read books. There was a row of bookshelves in the store with various novels, but they were placed in the last row. Their usual business relied on the middle school in front of them. Students were very focused on studying, and parents generally didn't like students to read novels. Occasionally, a few of the various novels on the row of bookshelves were sold or rented out, and most of them were read by Jasmine. Chapter 3241. Serenity carried the fruits into the kitchen to wash them. After Jasmine asked Abby to sit down, she asked her, "Abby, would you drink tea or water?" Abby already called her sister Jasmine familiarly, so she called Abby by her first name. "Just give me a cup of warm water, please, Sister Jasmine. I drank a cup of coffee at Sister Saren's place, and I don't dare to drink tea again for fear that I won't be able to sleep at night." Jasmine said nostalgically, "I haven't had a cup of coffee for several months. I miss the days when I drank coffee once a day. I also can't sleep after drinking too much. I usually just drink one cup when I get to the store in the morning, which can last me until the afternoon and will not affect my rest at night." She poured a glass of warm water for Abby. Jasmine asked, "How many days do you plan to spend in Wildspoon?" Jasmine picked up the small book that she had not finished reading, folded a corner of the page she saw, closed the book, and continued reading when she was free. Abby said, "I have to go back after playing for 2 days, and the company is also busy." Jasmine said, "It's the end of the year, and everything is busy. Our bookstore can take a break next week and reopen after the winter vacation. It's also a bit busy these days. Students need to buy their winter vacation homework. The school would also assign some homework and then let students go to the bookstore to buy winter vacation homework. Some schools purchased and distributed them uniformly without requiring students to buy them themselves." Jasmine said, "You are only busy for a few days, and the students also have holidays. It is still very relaxing." Abby said, "After I return to Hyribity, I will look around to see where it is suitable to open a bookstore. I will also open a bookstore. When I retire, I will live in the bookstore." She also had some shops under her name. After renovating the largest room, she opened a bookstore where she could also rent books. Then she set up a small cafe in the shop. Customers who come in to read could spend some money to buy a cup of coffee and drink it. She felt that such a day was really leisurely and comfortable. Jasmine smiled and said, "How old are you? You are already thinking about your life after retirement." Abby also laughed. "Jasmine, I'm lazy and like reading novels, so I opened this bookstore with Saren in partnership. Even if I invest in other projects, I just sit back and wait for dividends. I rarely take care of things. I'm too lazy." Her family lived by collecting rent. She didn't want to help her family collect rent, so she opened a bookstore. Now she doesn't want to stay at home to raise her baby, So she comes back to look at the store. Abby said, "Sister Jasmine, you're good like this. Mr. Buchaim is capable and can afford to support you." Jasmine said, "He can support me, but I still have to have my own income. We women, whether before or after marriage, must maintain financial independence and not become full-time wives easily." Abby nodded in approval. Serenity came out of the cleaned fruits. She placed the fruits on a large fruit plate, cut them into pieces, and put many small forks on them to eat the fruit pulp, which was convenient. "Jasmine, eat some fruit." Abby bought it. "It's very fresh. Neither of us started eating it. We brought it all over to share with you." Serenity placed the fruit plate on the cashier, then moved a chair and sat down next to Jasmine, reached out and patted Jasmine's thigh, touched it twice more, and said with a smile, "Jasmine, your legs are becoming thicker, thicker thighs. Abby, come and hug her thick thighs to see if I'm right. Her legs are really thicker than before." Abby also stood up and came around seriously. She actually hugged Jasmine's thigh and said seriously, "It's a thick thigh." Jasmine didn't react at first, thinking that she had become fatter because she could eat. She looked down at Abby and hugged her thigh, saying, "Is there any? I don't feel that my thighs have become thicker." She just felt like her belly was getting bigger. She was pregnant. Her belly was gradually swelling. Chapter 3242. Serenity and Abby burst out laughing. Jasmine was stunned for a moment, then came to her senses and gave her friend a funny tap. "Serenity, you are teasing me. Anyway, Abby hugged your thick thigh." Serenity smiled and picked up a piece of fruit pulp with her fork and fed it into Jasmine's mouth. Jasmine looked at Abby and said ambiguously, "Abby, you still need to hug my thigh. Hugging your thigh is enough. That is the future fourth young lady of the York family. The York family has Abby's backing. There is no need to hug anyone's lap." Serenity blinked at her, and Jasmine knew that things between Abby and Evan had changed. She quickly changed the subject, and if she had any questions, she had to wait until Abby left before asking her friends. At 3:50 in the afternoon, Serenity was going to the kindergarten to pick up Sunny from kindergarten. Abby did not follow Serenity to pick up the children. She chose to stay in the bookstore and chat with Jasmine. Jasmine loved reading novels, and she also asked Jasmine to introduce some novels to her. Jasmine smiled and said, "Do you usually have time to read novels? You can read before going to bed. After reading for a while, you will feel sleepy and fall asleep easily. What kind of books do you like?" After Abby was silent, she asked in a low voice, "Is there any novel about a woman chasing a man?" Jasmine raised her eyebrows, guessing the reason for the unhappiness between her and Evan, and said, "Yes, yes, but most authors omit the details of women chasing men and often explain them in Braille. A woman chases a man, but if she can't catch him or they stay together reluctantly, they break up when the man comes back. After the breakup, the man discovered that he had fallen in love with her unknowingly, and then he chased his wife to the crematorium. Do you like to watch this type of thing?" Abby was speechless for a moment, then asked, "Is there no female protagonist who pursues the male protagonist from beginning to end and only pursues the beautiful man until the end?" After a pause, she added, "Forget it, I don't want to read this kind of thing. Please introduce me to a few books about great female protagonists. The ones where our female protagonists are all powerful, the ones who really don't rely on male protagonists and make their way in the world on their own. I don't want to read stories that pretend to be about strong women. In fact, when the heroine encounters any difficulties, she relies on the male protagonist or male supporting characters to help her solve them. I don't want to read this kind of pseudo-female story." Jasmine thought for a while, got up and walked around the checkout counter, went to the bookshelf in the last row, and brought out a few ancient novels. She handed the ancient novels to Abby and said, "This set of novels is about a strong team, a strong man, and a strong woman. You can take a look. I usually like to read novels about home fighting and farming. I'm not too interested in this kind of brain-burning Machiavellian writing." Abby took the books, opened them, and looked at them, then closed them and said, "How much did it cost?" "I bought it. I bought it back and read a few pages before going to bed. It will help me sleep." She didn't like reading novels. People who don't like reading novels will easily feel sleepy when reading novels. Well, it is indeed good for sleep. For those who like to watch, the more they watch, the more addictive they become. They don't want to sleep until they finish watching, which actually affects their sleep. "Jasmine, it doesn't cost anything. I'll give it to you as a meeting gift. You and Serenity are familiar with each other. You are Serenity's friend and also my friend." Abby was not polite to Jasmine, thanked her, and stuffed a few books into her bag. Chapter 3243. After Serenity received Sunny, she did not go to the York Corporation to disturb Zachary. Zachary was very busy today and did not even have time to eat with her. She didn't want to disturb or distract him. Duncan was also busy. So, Serenity took Sunny back to the bookstore. Abby was still in the bookstore when she saw Serenity coming in and holding Sunny. She smiled and waved to Sunny, "Sunny, come here, let me hug you." Sunny still remembered her. After Serenity let go of his hand, he trotted up to Abby, gave a sweet cry, and was then hugged by Abby. Sunny said hello to Jasmine again. Jasmine touched his head and said to Serenity, "Has Sunny grown a little taller?" "I think he seems taller. He has grown taller and gained a few kilograms of weight. His uncle said that if he doesn't eat more, he can't beat them when he goes to play with his friends during the winter vacation." Jasmine said with a smile, "That's right. Sunny, you have to eat more. When you grow taller and gain weight, you can't beat others, but you have to beat others." Sunny said, "Titus is very strong. He himself knew that Titus was better than him in many aspects. However, his uncle, Zachary, said that everyone has advantages and disadvantages, so he didn't need to compare with Titus. Comparing people to others would easily make people angry. Why bother comparing yourself to others? Just be content with himself. Be content and happy. Sunny, there are fruits and snacks. Do you want to eat some?" Abby asked him. Sunny nodded. He pointed to the snacks with his little finger and said, "I want to eat snacks." Abby gave him a snack, and he quietly ate the snack in Abby's arms. Sunny is really good. Abby looked down at the little guy and said to Serenity, I actually don't like children very much. I think they are annoying and always cry. Meeting Sunny last night changed some of my views on children. Serenity, Sunny will cry sometimes, but he is easy to coax. Once coaxed, he will stop crying. He will get a tissue to wipe his tears and nose. Sunny was influenced by me and became very fond of sweets. Now he is eating his favorite snacks, of course, peacefully. Abby smiled. It may be a child's nature to be naughty and prone to crying. Serenity thought of Ava and said, Do you know the Johnson family in Annenberg? Their Ava is very obedient and really easy to take care of. She doesn't cry much. She is only a few months old, and she wakes up on her own. Play, or make ah sounds to attract adults to hug her. Her twin brother, Enzo, loves to cry a lot. Jane said that Enzo is always crying, and Ava is just watching, as if she is watching her brother perform his crying skills. It's very funny. After Jane became a mother, her circle of friends often shared every detail of the growth of her two children. Serenity was good friends with her, and she could see her circle of friends. Although the two of them were in different places, Serenity was watching Ava grow up little by little. As the little girl grew up, the more she looked like Ben, beautiful and cute. Jane said that her daughter would even have a personality like her father in the future. Jasmine touched her belly and said, This baby in my belly is probably a naughty egg. Serenity smiled. I heard from Zachary that your husband used to be very out of the box, but later became more stable. Jasmine, we won't know until the baby is born. I hope this baby in my belly will be as easy to carry as Sunny now. Chapter 3244. It was not easy to take care of Sunny before he was 2 years old. When it came to the topic of children, Abby couldn't get in the middle of the conversation. She hadn't even married yet. She had a goal, but she might not be able to get married. After everyone chatted for a while, the students left kindergarten. Sunny was sitting at the cashier and playing, while the three adults were busy. They were so busy that it got dark, and the students had evening classes again. Serenity said to the two of them, Let's go to dinner together. I want to eat hot pot. Jasmine made a request. Serenity said to Jasmine, Eating hot pot again? Have you been craving hot pot lately? Jasmine, I always like to eat hot pot in the winter. Serenity looked at Abby, and Abby said, I'm free to do it. I'll eat whatever you want me to eat. The big belly lady has the final say, let's go eat hot pot. Jasmine smiled. It sounds like you are not a big-bellied woman. The one in your belly is just over a month younger than mine. A little more than a month is still small. When your baby is born, my baby will still be in my belly. Serenity picked up Sunny's small school bag and called to him, Sunny, let's go eat hot pot. Sunny was happy, he also liked to eat hot pot. There were many people, and it was lively. Auntie, my Uncle Zach, Uncle Josh, and Uncle Duncan will come over to have hot pot together. Sunny walked around the checkout counter and instinctively opened his arms to let Serenity hug him. Remembering that Serenity had his little brother in her belly, he couldn't be held by Serenity when he grew up. It would tire her, so he immediately put down his arms. Immediately, his feet flew into the air, and it was Abby who picked him up. "Serenity, your uncle and the others are not free, so the four of us are going to eat." Sunny groaned, feeling that the number of people was still a little small, but there were only four people now, just four people. After closing the door of the bookstore, they met the owner of the store next door. Serenity and Jasmine said hello to them or stopped to chat for a few words. Then they got in the car and left quickly, under the smiling eyes of others. The shop owners here had not changed, they were still the same ones as before. He was the one who witnessed Serenity entering a wealthy family. A landlady sighed and said, "Jasmine and Serenity are really lucky, especially Serenity, they are so enviable and jealous." Jasmine's family was a demolition household, and there were many houses and shops. The monthly rent collected was more than many people could earn in a lifetime. She was a woman who was not short on money. When Serenity married into the York family, in addition to opening a bookstore, she also knitted knickknacks and sold them online to earn more money. Even though her monthly income at that time was very good for Wiltspoon, compared with the rich, she was still among the poor. But if she couldn't stand it, her life would be fine. She suddenly flew up a branch and turned into a phoenix, becoming the eldest mistress of the largest and most wealthy family in Wiltspoon. Now she is pregnant again. As long as she gives birth to a son, it is equivalent to giving birth to an heir for the York family. The position will be more solid. The young boss's wife said, "Husband, you have already said that people are born with wealth and honor. No one can envy such wealth in their destiny. There is a time in life that must be there, but there is no time in life. Don't force it. You have already learned two brushes. I asked you to help me take a look. You always smiled and said, 'Just let me settle for the status quo. Is this what I will do all my life?'" The young boss said to his wife, "Are you bad at this? Our family has a house, a car, a deposit, and a house in the center of Wiltspoon City, which puts us ahead of many people. Now we only need to worry about the studies of our two children." When her husband said this, the landlady was immediately speechless. Also, their little life cannot be compared with Serenity, but it also surpasses many people. Be content. Chapter 3245. On the way to eat hot pot, Serenity received a call from Jane. After Serenity answered the call, the first thing she heard was Enzo's voice. "Jane, what is Enzo doing?" Serenity asked with a smile. Jane was holding Enzo in one hand and her mobile phone in the other. She said, "When he saw me using my mobile phone to make calls, he wanted to snatch my mobile phone. If I didn't give it to him, he would yell and ask me to give him my mobile phone to play with." Serenity smiled and said, "Buy him a toy phone that rings." Jane said, "Yes, he quite likes to play. He just likes to play. When he saw me taking my phone, he wanted to grab it. He probably thought that my phone belonged to him." "Siren, have you eaten?" Jane asked Serenity one more question and seemed to be talking to someone else. "Take Enzo and go out for a walk, so as not to cause trouble to death here. Enzo either yelled or cried loudly. He was really a crybaby, comparable to Tim's son, Fabian. The nanny took Enzo away, and Ava, who didn't like crying very much, was taken away by an unknown elder. An obedient, well-behaved baby is very lovable. The main reason was that the Johnson family had a few girls. Currently, there is only one girl, Ava, and the others are boys. Serenity, we are going to eat hot pot on the way to the hot pot restaurant. You are so free, call me, you miss me. Jane smiled and said, think about it, since you don't come to see me, I would rather go see you. But when I go out with my two little tails, I'm not as convenient and free as when I'm alone. Ava was very clever. When Jane wanted to go out, Ava would cry a few times, or she would always kick Enzo until he cried. Ava was only a few months old and couldn't speak yet, but she knew how to lure her mother over. After many times, Jane knew that whenever Ava cried, she would want to follow her out. If she takes a pair of children with her when she goes out, the daughter will not cry. Under normal circumstances, whenever it is convenient, she will bring her two children with her so that the nanny can help with them. However, it is not as convenient and comfortable as going out alone. Jane, is Sunny by your side? Serenity, here, are you looking for him? Titus is back. Jane would ask about Sunny's current situation with concern but would not go out of her way to find Sunny. Unless Titus came back and wanted to talk to his friends on the phone, Jane would go out of her way to find Sunny. Jane, Titus just came back. His winter vacation started a little earlier than Sunny's. It's already winter vacation, so he can't wait to follow his master back. The old miracle doctor was also thinking about Fabian, so as soon as Titus went on winter vacation, he and Fabian packed up and flew back to Annenberg and moved into FC Manor. Jane, Titus said he wanted to talk to Sunny. Serenity smiled and said, okay, I'll give Sunny my phone and let them chat. Sunny won't have winter vacation until next week. He said I would take him to your place to play for a while. Only when Liberty returned to Wildspoon for the annual vacation would Sunny want to go home and celebrate the new year with Liberty. I told Titus, and he was very happy. He said that he would let me take him to buy gifts tomorrow. When Sunny comes over, he will give gifts to Sunny. Jane said that and gave the phone to Titus beside her. Titus heard Serenity's voice, and he greeted Serenity politely. Serenity responded and gave the phone to Sunny, leaving the two children to talk on the phone. The two children chatted all the way to the hot pot restaurant. Sunny reluctantly said to Titus, my aunt, Aunt Jasmine, and Sister Abby brought me to have hot pot. Titus, I'm getting off the car. I won't talk to you now. When I go on winter vacation, my aunt and I will go to your house to play, my uncle promised me. Chapter 3246. Titus said, okay, okay. I'm already on winter vacation. As soon as the vacation comes, my master will bring me back. The master was thinking about Fabian. Before Titus came back, the master had to video chat with Fabian 800 times a day. The master was so annoyed with the master that he simply gave Fabian to the master and took him back to the mountains to raise him. Anyway, the master had experience raising children. The master was raised by his master, so he does have experience raising children. However, Tim refused to let the master take away Fabian. Although Fabian was a crybaby and his crying often gave Tim a headache, Tim still loved Fabian very much and said that the place where he and the master lived was too cold. But Fabian was too young to bear such cold weather. Also, the place where the master lived was almost isolated from the world. It was cold in spring, autumn, and winter, and it was only warmer in the summer. It was still the season of heavy snowfall. The first thing Titus did when he woke up every day was that the master forced him to go out and clean the yard. Fabian couldn't adapt to such a hard life of sweeping snow and practicing martial arts at the same time. Titus felt that the life he was living now was too hard, and he couldn't bear to let Fabian live that kind of hard life. He practiced martial arts every day and exercised a lot to withstand the cold. It was not easy. Titus felt that, among his peers, he was the one who suffered the most. He envied Sonny. Although Sonny's parents were separated, Sonny's aunt and uncle love him very much, and he grew up surrounded by love. Titus knew that his adoptive parents and family also loved him very much. His masters and grandfathers, who were not masters but could also be regarded as masters, all loved him, but he no longer had a biological father or mother. Despite his young age, due to his living environment and the fact that he was surrounded by legendary masters who taught him a lot, he knew that his real family had been wiped out, and he was the only one who was taken away by the nanny. But the nanny also lost her life in order to save his. When he was picked up by Jane, he couldn't even speak fluently. Sonny said, "I miss your master too." Sonny had been to FC Manor and met the old miracle doctor. He liked the somewhat willful old man very much. Titus said with a smile, "My master said that he only thinks about me, Fabian, my younger brother. I will still think about you and my younger brothers and sisters. Then you go to eat hot pot. When you come, I will ask my mother to invite us to eat hot pot too." "Sonny, okay." The two little guys made an appointment to have hot pot together in the future and then said goodbye to each other. Titus returned the phone to Jane. Jane smiled and asked him, "You made an appointment with Sonny?" Titus nodded. Jane pulled him closer and helped him adjust his clothes. She felt that he had grown taller again and said, "I will take you to buy some new clothes tomorrow. These clothes of yours are a bit short. Children grow taller quickly and need new clothes every year. Especially Titus, he had to practice every day. When he practiced, he would get hungry easily, and his appetite would be better. The more he ate, the faster he would grow. He was about the same age as Sonny, but he was almost a head taller than Sonny now. Among the children of the same age, he was definitely the tallest." "Thanks, Mom." Titus was very happy. "Mom, I also want to prepare a gift for Sonny. When you take me to buy clothes tomorrow, can you take me to buy a gift, by the way? I will pay for it myself. I have money." His master gave him pocket money every month. Those old men were always worried that he had no pocket money, so they gave him a lot of money once he came. The master would not confiscate it from him and let him learn to manage his own private treasury. End of chapters 3239 to 3246 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.